Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the pat-downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat Down, and I'm here with Chris Bangalang.
How's it going?
Dion. Dion Kern.
Nakia.
And not Dion.
That's just in his underarm. He got that grandma underarm.
He look like one of them things be outside the thing telling you to come in the store. Do that again.
He look like King Kong.
He looks like Salvation Army. Salvation Army bell ringer.
Look like you sliding at airplanes. What are you doing?
Well, y'all gotta stay tuned after the music so you can hear how Nakia ate so much he broke the toilet on the ship.
Better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. It's Pat, spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. It's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty, but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste the time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and go and repeat it.
Matthew went to his first Pacer game.
Oh my God, that baby got real. Holy fuck. Hey, Matthew, on your black auntie. Hey,
he smiles a lot. I've got a monitor over there, so that's why he's looking over there.
He ain't cry. He ain't no crybaby no more.
No, he's the happiest little kid. He is happy all the time. He's
so cute with that red hair.
He loves talking.
He looks like a baby Ron Howard.
His hair, it's the camera's like all a little too red, but his hair is a lot like mine. It's kind of blondish, reddish.
But, you look hella red at this.
Yeah, look at this little boy. Look at this little boy.
Oh, you Matthew. Hey, Matthew. Roof.
I don't know if he likes cane corso dogs. But Reagan's
out. Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
Reagan's good. Out. So I'm holding the baby. Yeah. How is the cruise going? Are you on the boat right now? Or are you home?
I'm home. Oh, okay. Oh, my God. It was so fucking good. Let me tell y'all something. That goddamn cruise was off the chain. So, yeah, as you know, I took 22 black people, because I was like, I don't want to be all the one. It was a little few other more, probably three or four more.
Dion, reports are that the 22 black people on the cruise were the ones she brought.
Well, baby, when I tell you we turned that motherfucker out, we had a good time. Do you hear me? We had a good time. It was 22 wild, crazy. Baby, Junebug got some motherfucking white girl drunk. So, first of all, let me say, Junebug ran into everybody from Plainfield, Indiana that he went to school with. It had to be like 30 people on that from Indiana.
For real?
Maybe 15 of them Junebug knew from school.
That is crazy.
And then they had their parents. They lived in my old community, so they knew who the fuck I was. And man, when I tell you Junebug got white girl wasted. He got so fucking drunk. Take another shot, man. So what happened was we got stuck on the water. We couldn't get out. But we got off in the Bahamas, but we couldn't get off going on a little island. So we're going to stop at the little island back. We couldn't get out the ship. So they had Cypher Sounds from New York turn the music on. And as the music, y'all don't hear my background, do you?
No.
No.
So as the music playing, the white people just sitting there roasting in the sun. I was like, hell no. I've been on this shit for 4 days. Y'all about to get the fuck up. So Dave Williamson was up there hosting. I walked up there. I said, hey, let me help you out for a minute. And I said, Cypher Sound, change the fucking music. By this time, they get up and we dancing and I'm talking shit. And I tell my whole black family, y'all come up here on stage. So we up there dancing, all the white people watching us dance.
watch this. And who knew Kiara was the life of the party? I had no idea Kiara was this.
Can you zoom in on that, Chris?
Yeah, let me see if I can. Yeah. All
is
right.
Is that a video? Or
yeah, so I got this. I got this. Thank you to Morgan Heisey. I asked her if we could share this. She took this video of Ashley Junebug's up there and Kiera's with the microphone, right? And Carmen's behind you.
Yeah, and then that's Rotunda. That's my acting coach.
Okay. All right, here we go.
That's me behind
Kiera. Smoke got some good stabilizers for not to be tipping over. That's Kiera.
That's Kiera. That's on Nakia. That's on my sister-in-law.
Now, Kiera is Nakia's wife. And Dion, back me up on this. Kiera, like, every time you see her, she's so polite, but she's like, hey, how are you? Hi, nice to see you. And so when I watch that video, she's like, sway, sway.
Nah, she be getting turned.
She was she a be fucking getting DJ. Turned. Look at that video right here.
Come on, baby, you got a campaign.
Was that Jasmine?
Uh-uh. That's me and my girlfriend. That's
for the
wife, right?
Hang on, come on. Dave, why didn't he
Nothing but the devil on this
That's my friend. That's my two childhood friend. We had us a good ass time.
That is awesome.
Baby. Baby, and let me tell you, that was supposed to go from 12 to 2. That motherfucker went to 4:30. I left about 3 o'clock because I had to perform that night. So I need to go and take a shower and lay down.
Oh, that is awesome.
June stayed up there. If you would look, it's a video with Juma. She pouring alcohol in white people's mouth. Then Ashley go back up there. That's what he up there doing. So I said, well, anybody seen Juma? That kid walk up to the pool. He in the motherfucking pool motorboating old white women titty. I said, y'all better go get his ass. Let's throw this nigga over the boat. So finally we got him and they took him and my friend went to go eat. Well, she left him down there eat. I said, where the fuck Junebug at? We run around the boat. Look at the Lord. People, I don't throw my baby off. He don't fell off this fucking boat. Somebody was like, we should go back to the dining room. He had fell up under the table. He was asleep. With food all over him.
Let me see. I mean, at one point, he's like in the pit. He's like trying to crowd surf.
He's living his best life. I love to see it. Give me flashbacks to when I was that young.
Uh-huh. How old is Junebug now?
23. Okay, I tell you.
That's prime foolishness age.
Oh mm-hmm. My God! All he did was just drink. I mean, cause we had Bert gave us sweets, so we was up there where the alcohol was free, the food was, you know, you had a separate dining, separate breakfast, separate lunch. It was just fucking. I had a 2-bedroom condo. Gary, can y'all turn that down a little bit? I had a two bedroom. Turn the TV down a little bit. I'm podcasting. I had a 2-bedroom suite. So Gariana was my roommate, and it was me and my husband. Baby, they was up there every day taking bottles, getting lit. Getting fucking lit. But babe, when I tell you we turn that boat, then we go to karaoke. I know y'all see me and Leanne singing karaoke.
If that's what you want to call it.
Yeah.
I don't think that qualifies as singing. Oh. You sang it.
Hold on. I don't.
First of all, I didn't know the words of that fucking song, so I had to read them. I thought it was NSYNC. It was the Backstreet Boys. When I tell y'all, if y'all don't do shit, when this cruise come back up, I'm talking to the audience. Go on Bert Kreischer Cruise, because that shit was off the chain. Bert, you need to call me back next year. Let me bring 44 black people.
She going to double them up to us. I'm going to
double them up. To at least we begin to become 1%. I'm telling you, we had the time of our life. But it, because I had planned it, you know, because it was like with friends and your family. This just tell you how early I wake up in the morning. I'm always yawning by the time we do a podcast. So I went to this restaurant called Prime. Okay, everybody had to be there Thursday because I wanted to surprise them with dinner. So
yeah, you were just logging off to go to that dinner when we were recording last.
Yes, I sure was. That's why somebody was like, it's kind of weird hearing Chris do the opening. But that's why Chris did the opening, because I had to go to dinner. So when I tell you, this motherfucking restaurant was so fucking good. Oh my God. I had never eaten sea bass before. And I was like, I'm telling you, you should try it. I said, I'm telling you now, if I don't like this, I'm going to whoop your motherfucking ass. That's what I told the waiter. Because the shit wasn't cheap. The sea bass probably $40.
Yeah. Sea bass is, yeah.
That shit was so goddamn good. But the appetizer, if you go to Prime in Miami, do not order appetizer. It's a waste of fucking time.
Why?
Because the portions are so fucking big. I mean, every is a la carte. So everything that came out was enough for three people to eat out of. Junebug had a hamburger, and I'm not exaggerating, about this fucking big.
It was. I saw it on the photos.
Wagyu.
On your Insta. Wagyu beef?
Yes. And it was like, what the fuck? And then since it was so fancy, I just knew it was going to be like, I was ready to drop at least $8,000 on the motherfucking tag. It was not that much, thank God. But when I tell you that shit was so fucking good, y'all. That shit was so fucking good.
I gotta ask you this. Did that man really show you his little penis on that?
Oh my God, I'm gonna have to send it to y'all. I'm about to send it to you.
I've seen it, Dion. Let's watch Pat. I've sent it to Dion. Let's watch his reaction in real time, because it was the smallest penis contest. Dion,
how did you get the dick?
Jasmine sent me all these videos and stuff, just so I had it everything. But I sent it to Dion. Can you? I know you're on your phone recording, Dion, but
I can't watch it while I'm on the. Can you not play it and just bleep it out?
Yeah, how about we do that? Let me pull it up, because I really want Dion's reaction in real time.
I just saw the picture and I was like, I can only imagine what is running through Pat's head right now.
Let me just pull up the reaction photo alone. That you posted. Pat's Instagram has had all
you
kinds of
fun stuff.
You can see
Pat's eyes through her sunglasses, like this little motherfucker here.
It was what? The smallest penis contest?
Yeah, well, I turned into the small. No, it was another video that was way.
This is the picture. I'm going to show it and then we'll have Kate blur it out. But.
Yeah, that was a reaction.
And he won $5,000 for it.
No, it was another small dick, so he came up and beat that dick. So they had to split it.
Oh, my God. There was one that was worse?
Yes, it was. I'm telling you. It was just so much going on. You was like, what the fuck? Then they had a Speedo contest, right? And so all these, y'all saw those guys running up to me. But one guy, I think, was gay, came out. And he had a thong on. And he was out there shaking it. And his nuts and everything just fell out of his thong. He didn't bother to pick up his nuts. Oh, Lord.
I'm going to turn my son around. I don't want him to see. His is bigger. All right.
He said his son's is bigger.
Show your cock. I, Jeremy Roberts, have the smallest dick on this boat.
Oh. Oh.
Hey, just cut that whole part out, okay?
Just blur it.
That shit looked like a sliced in half peach that been sitting in the sun.
And he had his stomach was like all weird too.
Yeah, it looked like he had surgery.
It was an innie, basically.
So I showed it to a man today, and they said, "Well, most men can push their dick back up like that, so they can make it." I said, "But I ain't never seen a dick that can go all the way." What the fuck? Why would you come on here looking like that? With no shirt on.
No shirt on. Look at this man.
Nigga look like Bone Crusher.
Speaking of IKEA, here's him doing in the belly flop competition.
Yes, I love Ashley. She's such a great narrator.
Let's go. Take your shirt off. Take your shirt. Take it off. Take it off. Take it off.
Carlton, put it back on. God damn.
Yeah, you could have been in that. Yeah, we could have been in drip.
What did you say?
I said, using that yours, but just be a drip, Dion.
Like, Dion like would have been a tear. Dion would have been a tear.
Yeah, a little teardrop.
Oh, my God.
You didn't
God.
Even jump on your belly flop. You just literally flopped.
You know what? I forgot to take my shirt. I wasn't even thinking, like, man, they don't sign me up. Dang.
Did you win?
Hell no.
No, nah, I had you don't look like a winner.
It was somebody about score. Four times Nikhil size one.
Yeah, that nigga was big. He about seven Deons.
No, he's about 77 Deons and seven U.
Oh, that's big.
How many Deons are you right now, Nikhil?
I'm about two Deons and a half.
Oh, come on. You're four and a half Deons. Come on.
You're at least 25 Deons.
I'm about two Deons and a half.
You about 25 Deons.
Nah.
Nikhil, please get off of here with them titties on your shoulders.
What's wrong with you? I look good, baby. I got the chest out.
Boy, you ain't got nowhere for fat to go.
It's doing a wraparound now.
Oh my God.
I look good, baby.
You got two puppets on the shoulders telling them to eat more.
Hey, I think your traps look good, my man.
Hey. I appreciate it. At least on my age. I appreciate you.
He would not stop eating. He would run off from us and just go hopping different buffet lines, and we walk by the one today. We like, he eating again.
Well, let me tell y'all couldn't stop drinking, and I couldn't stop eating. So we all had our habits. Y'all want to get drunk? I wanted to get full.
Say goodbye to Matthew.
I wanted to get full.
Bye, darling.
Bye, Matthew.
Jumbo was so drunk, he got missing.
I told him how he got missing. But Jumbo wouldn't eat. Like, I mean, Nikhil ate at every restaurant on the boat.
Well,
I gotta make sure they five stars was legit.
When did you turn into Keith Lee?
Oh, he eat bad food. He ain't gonna get on
deal. I eat good food.
You ain't gonna get on
everything deal. I eat had carrots, peas, and celery in it.
Is that why you picked it out?
I had to make sure I get some type of green, right, Dion? The shrimp fried rice had green in it. The Mexican fried rice had green in it.
What was the best thing you
had
to eat?
White rice had green in it.
Just turned into Bubba. He's like, it had good shrimp. It had green shrimp.
Did the lobster tail have green in it, too?
It did. It had parsley on top.
Fat
so I got my greens either way.
Then So let me tell you what he did. So I didn't realize I put them in a room with no window, with no balcony. He was in that FUD killing Kiel, setting off the motherfucking smoke detector. They knocked on his door. They said it was dangerous gas in the room.
Yeah, he had his porthole open.
He showed he have his porthole. He was killing.
Well, you gotta realize you put us at the bottom of the boat. You got me going in motion, and that ain't good for my stomach.
Yeah, it's the motion's fault. You're gonna blame the motion of the ocean,
especially when it's full.
You know what's funny though? I realized I like, man, white people has no rhythm. Even on the ocean, they had no motion.
It fucks up our equilibrium.
I think at least the water help them out. They still off beat. I was like, I can at least go along with the waves.
Then he shit it in the toilet and fucked the toilet seat up. They had to come and give him a whole nother toilet on the boat.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know. The suction on the toilet wasn't operating right.
Suction?
I don't know. You know how to be sucking stuff down? I think one of them got hooked.
That's called gravity, dude. How heavy was those turds?
Five star, apparently.
Well, how heavy them buffet lines was in them steaks.
How many greens were in them?
None. They were protein shit.
That's why he was shitting so much, as there was greens in his body for the first time. His lower intestine was like, we got to get this shit out of here. What do we do with this?
I feel good now. I got that out of the way, and I can start doing my sit-ups every night. Everything is a start. You got to start from somewhere.
You're supposed to start it already. You're supposed to start at the beginning of the year.
That's all that matters. I'm starting towards the end of the year. You know, it's October. It's cold. It's hibernation time.
Q4 is his time.
So I'm starting toward the end of the year.
Once that turkey hits the table, that weight's gonna drop.
Yeah, I know.
Like, dang, I forgot about that. Well, we got the weight then. I forgot. Dang, hold on. We got to wait.
And then you got Christmas.
what about Christmas cookies?
You know what? We got to start somewhere after the 4th of July. There's a lot of holidays just roaming around.
This thing gonna lose weight till Labor Day.
No, President Day for that motherfucker. Don't nobody cook on President.
Oh man,
cause Easter gonna kill him.
They do cook. They make those. You know the white folks make all them protein snacks.
This nigga diets around holidays.
He thinks Reese's eggs are protein snacks.
They got no goddamn sin. You fat son of a bitch.
He said, ooh, I can't make it. I can't die. Then we got Thanksgiving.
Can't we fuck it up Thanksgiving?
He said it right after he said, yeah, you just got to start one day.
At a time. You know, I'm going to start with my setup. My setup is me getting out of bed. I set up.
One.
No, the bed actually lifts me up myself, so I'm good on that part.
You kill
sleep
me.
Sleep numbers fat.
His sleep numbers.
His sleep number is fuck.
Oh, but yeah, we had a good time.
Help.
I'm mad I missed half of the podcast.
We were talking about how Kiera was the life of the party. Did you know she had that in her? She was up on stage just going to town.
Yeah, I knew she had that in her. Somebody had to bring life of the party. It was 22 black people. We had to do something.
There was for real no other black people on the boat?
Maybe three.
About three and some couple biracials.
Some halves.
No, the halves and halves. You know, not full, but half and half.
Half and half.
Jasmine told me that somebody came up and rubbed on her fiance and goes, you're one of the 22, huh?
God damn.
It was fun. I mean, I did a show in a small room because that's how they started you off. When I tell you people were standing up everywhere, and then I did the big stage that y'all saw on, and that
they were sitting on the steps.
People were sitting on the steps. It wasn't no more seats.
Hey, I ain't never hot scotch over so many white people to get down to the bottom floor of my life. I really found out I had balance for not falling on somebody.
Thank God for that. Man. We didn't need to be on the Titanic, and you fed.
That's why I eat so I can level myself off. See, if I'm level, then we good.
Hey, Miss Pat.
If I'm not,
do you know why we didn't have food at the party?
The brunch.
Did you see this? Yeah, the brunch. Here we go.
Jeff, I know you got some extra from me. You know it. You know I do. I need personal chicken.
A few moments later.
Now Nike's eating chicken wings right out of the grease. In another video, somebody yells, he's got grease all over his fingers.
Hey, I was on that blowing chicken smoke. It was so good. You ain't never eat chicken smoke.
He looks like somebody's uncle right here. Then he just goes back to eating.
You better stop eating like that, boy. That shit gonna make your dick shrink, your eyeballs. You gonna get. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. You gotta stop all that eating. It ain't cute. It's my legs hurting right now. I gained 4 pounds. I gained 6 pounds on that cruise, nigga. I feel like a stuffed puckling.
A what?
Stuck puckling.
Pickles.
What?
I'm so fat right now that you know how you have a little body shirt to keep everything from flopping. It just keep rolling up like a shade on me. I was like,
that's how my 3S's be sometimes. It feel like somebody peeking through the blinds on it.
I'm like,
look like Hollow Man in there.
So I had to take me some X-Lax. I mean, something to move my bowel because this shit just stuck in me like Chuck, nigga. I just had a bowel movement. It was so small. You'd have thought my turd was on a diet. I was like, this shit is trying to get out of me and it trapped.
I'm locked up. It won't let me out.
You got Akon in your anus?
Akon
in your anus. Akon back there, baby. That's the prodigal mode. Can't get rid of this coat.
He's so fucking stupid.
He was so on beat. That was fantastic.
Nigga, that turd is locked up. I'm telling you. I'm
going to take that thing, boy.
Y'all make sure. So this coming out tonight or next week?
Do you want to put it out Tuesday or do you want me to put it out tomorrow?
Did we have something for this week?
We put it out Monday. So yeah, we've got something out this week. Kind of bridged it.
That's Patreon, ain't it?
And the Patreon, the full Judge Joe Brown episode. Thanks to Jimmy Kimmel's people, we have your appearance on Judge Joe Brown with the booty beads. So you can go check that out.
Have we got any response from it?
Oh, everybody in the group is loving it, yeah.
Man, I gotta see the video. I ain't seen it.
I'll see if I can.
It's hilarious.
I'm very sorry. I don't know which crack baby this is. But did you see the crack baby that went as you with the booty beads for Halloween?
That was hilarious. Boy, that was so funny.
I didn't catch your name, but she's got your wig.
Boy, she found that.
She nailed it.
She found that shaggy dude wig. I don't know what she got that from.
She means she found it. She been rocking them.
All right, y'all, we gotta get the fuck out of here, girl. Chris gotta go. But
my bad, Bert got me wanting to take my shirt off every day now.
Oh God. Make sure y'all tune in every Wednesday to Miss Pat Settles It. I also gotta tell y'all something. So we have some items left over from the the party. And I know a lot of people who couldn't make it would like to have items. So you don't have to pay for them. You just got to pay for the shipping. And the bag got a little weight to it. So I think it's like $20 shipping and you can get the cup. I don't have any more pillows, but everything that we gave out, which is a nice little bit, you can get it from the party. I have plenty of bags and
podcast bag, celebration bag, and cups.
Yeah.
The red bag is beautiful.
Yeah, the red bag.
You can get the red bag. You can get all of that. Just, you know, for a little, just, I think it's $20 shipping here in the U.S. So make sure, I'm going to have her put it on the website today. And make sure y'all go and, you know, get it. And Miss Jenny will send it out. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. And we'll see you again next week. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.